Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hey guys, before we start, I wanted to remind everybody that we can now be found on Stitcher, iTunes, and in Podbean. So you can go to your favorite app and download our show. Here we go.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Hello and welcome to show number 8 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we're going to talk to Tom about his upcoming trip down to Walt Disney World. He's going down in about 24 hours, and we can't wait to talk to him about what he's got planned for this trip. So, here we go with our show. This is Ed.
This is Jimmy.
This is Farrah.
This is Tom.
And here we go. Okay, well, as I mentioned, Tom's going to be taking a trip down to Walt Disney World with his family. We already have a bunch of questions that we were talking about before the show that we have for Tom as far as doing, you know, looking for things for us down at the parks. And, Tom, how many days are you going to be down there?
We leave tomorrow, which is the 5th, and we come back the 16th.
Wow, it's a big long trip, huh?
That's great.
It's kind of a multi-celebratory trip. It's my wife's 10th anniversary trip. We're celebrating my son's birthday, which was in September. We're celebrating my birthday, which is in December. And kind of a pseudo first trip for my mom. My mom's been there before, but not since 1986. So lots of stuff she's never seen. So it's kind of a multifaceted celebratory trip.
You're going to be sporting a lot of those buttons on your shirts and your coats.
Oh, sure will be.
And a lot of free cupcakes. Yeah.
They're also wearing the same bride and groom hats that we wore on our honeymoon 10 years ago. So.
Oh, awesome. Awesome that you even find those things. I can't find a lot of our wedding stuff. Oh, real quick, though, for those that don't know, when you go to Walt Disney World, a lot of times there's things that you can celebrate while you're there, being your first time in the parks, perhaps, or an anniversary trip or a birthday trip. And the date doesn't really have to be on the days you're there. Close to it, though. But what happens is, either at your hotel, at the desk, or concierge, or at the parks at guest services, you could stop on your way into the park and pick up some buttons. They're just the plastic 2-inch buttons that pin onto your shirt, but it's a really cool, nice little extra that they have down there. So as the day goes on, cast members and even other times other guests see that you have a badge on that says Happy Anniversary, and they're wishing you a happy anniversary. As karma states, you kind of do the same thing back to other people. It's almost natural to wish other people happy birthday and happy anniversary and things like that when you see those buttons. So anyway, I'm sorry. I kind of diverged a little bit there. But anyway, Tom, where are you staying on this trip?
From the 5th to the 10th, we are at Port Orleans French Quarter. And then we shift over to Animal Kingdom from the 10th to the 16th.
Any reason why you split the trip between different hotels?
Cost. We would stay at Animal Kingdom the whole trip if we could, but we 11-day trip in a deluxe just wasn't within budget, so we decided to split it in a way that we could afford and still get a deluxe resort in within the trip.
Good planning.
Yeah, that's awesome to stick that in there just a little bit where you get a little bit of both worlds.
And we've never seen it for Explorer either, so we love Riverside. We're Riverside fanatics, but we thought we'd kind of give French Quarter a try. So.
I've heard very, very good things about French Quarter, and I'm in the same boat as you. I've stayed at Riverside probably 4 times, and we love it, but I've heard very, very good things about French Quarter. Actually, I've heard the food court at French Quarter is better than the food court at Riverside, but at Riverside, you do have Yeehaw Bob, so But you know what? You can walk right. You can walk over.
Oh yeah, we plan on seeing Yahaba. It's one of our memories from our honeymoon, so that's definitely within our plans to go see it.
Barry, have you ever seen Yahaba?
I don't think I have. What is that?
Yahaba, he does. He's the nightly. Well, I hate to say nightly. He's there a lot of times at Port Orleans Riverside in the bar that's called the River Roost Lounge, and it's very kid friendly. He dresses up in like these different outfits and kind of like a bowler hat with big, like he'll do like a blue bowler hat with big blue shoes, and when he plays piano and he does all these sing-along songs, and he gets the whole audience involved. It's a big deal.
It's a really fun show. Think vaudeville. The songs he plays are mostly Disney songs or songs that everybody knows, and he gets people jumping up and down. The thing that really amazed me about Bob is his memory. He walks around before the show and just stops at each table, talks to you, gets names, gets places where you're from and such. And then all throughout the show, he's bringing out these names, pointing to the table, talking to the people about whatever they're celebrating, things like that, and kind of brings them all into the show. I'll try to put a link later on. I have a couple of videos from Yeehaw Bob from shows that we've seen that kind of give you an example of what it's all about.
He also does this really cool little thing. So he sets up the whole audience that's there early, because throughout the show he'll pick out like a couple or a group, because it's very kid friendly. A lot of times you'll see people like go get their food from the food court, even with the kids, and they'll go sit in the bar area, and he'll in the middle of the show he'll ask them kind of, hey, where y'all from? Well, he sets up the whole audience where he'll ask them. He'll set it up where, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask people where they're from, and then I'm going to ask if anybody else is from there, and I want you just to all jump up and clap like you're from there. So that's what he'll do. Like, so as the show goes on, everybody that's there is kind of in the loop. So a couple will come in and be like, well, where are you guys from? And like, from Cleveland. Is anybody else here from Cleveland? And the whole place just erupts. it's pretty funny. He's a funny guy, and Ed's right. He could meet you before the show, and he will call you out, have you go up there and dance and do, you know. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it definitely is. Bob has a great website. If you just do a search on Yeehaw Bob, you'll be able to find it. And what's really cool is after the show, you can take pictures, and he posts a lot of the pictures. He gives you his camera, basically. So you take a picture of yourselves, you take a picture with his camera, and then he posts you on the website, too. So, really, really fun. Well, anyway, so Tom, you're going to walk over and take a look at Bob or check him out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Excellent. And we definitely want to try the beignets from French Quarter. We've heard a lot about the beignets. I can't wait for the jambalaya. I'm a jambalaya freak, and their jambalaya is fantastic.
Oh, excellent.
You're going to have to come down and visit.
Yeah,
if you ever
come
get to come down to New Orleans and visit, I'll make you some homemade jambalaya. It's really good.
And we'll take you over to Cafe Du Monde and get you some real New Orleans jambalaya.
That sounds like a deal.
Yeah, love it.
So about you, Bob, let me just say one thing. I'm going to go check out that video, because there was a guy, and I might have said this in a previous show, referenced a guy that I used to play the piano and do very similar thing in Hollywood studios outside the Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, the playground they used to have. I mean, and every year we would, he knew us, and he gave us our own theme song, which was Bay Street Blues. And because we're from New Orleans and stuff, and every year when we would show up, like, we would walk up, and before we would even say, hey, you remember us? He would just start playing it. He would just know it. But that was many years ago. I wonder if that's the same guy.
Hey, you never know. He could have got his start over there.
Yeah.
I know he's been with Disney for a long time.
Yeah, because he disappeared from there. Yeah.
Okay, well, very cool. Okay, well, so Tom, you're down there for a lot of time. Do you have any main plans, or is there anything you have to do?
I just want to make sure my mom sees as much as she possibly can. We do get to try the Fast Pass Plus system. We get to try the Magic Band, which I'm kind of excited about to see how that's all about. And that's one thing we knew is with the Magic Bands, it's kind of a new experience for us with trying to work with those that we've never gotten, the ability to do before. So I'm going to see if I like it more than the traditional Fast Pass, or if I like it this way better. It's going to be interesting to see that comparison.
I saw another video on YouTube of somebody using the FastPass with a phone app, and it was really cool in that the app showed the three different times, and they went, scanned their bracelet, and then the third time they were able to go onto the phone about a half hour before the time, change the time to 2 minutes from where they were right then, so they were able to move their time, all using the phone app, and then just going to scan their bracelets. It was pretty impressive.
Oh, that's cool.
That's nice. Yeah, you need to get all the dirt on that, because I'm really interested to see all how that works. That sounds really cool.
Now,
yeah, maybe I'll take some videos and post the videos of usage on the Nerd site or something like that. I'm kind of excited to see it. We get to try it as early as tomorrow. We have fast reservations at Magic Kingdom tomorrow. So.
Oh, great. You got the bracelets already in the mail, I saw on the boards. Tell us about the bracelets. Were they all the same color? Were these the type you were able to choose your colors, or what's up?
Yep. We went on to My Disney Experience, and we have two sets of bracelets because we have two different hotels. So you do get to choose your color. We each chose different colors for each hotel to kind of know which one goes to which part of the trip. So we didn't accidentally go to the park with the wrong bracelet. Get your name put on them. I've been wearing mine as just kind of a decorative thing. I think they kind of feel like a watch. If you ever worn like a rubber watch, they have that exact same kind of feel to them. With the big Mickey head in the middle, it's kind of thick, which is where the RFID chip is in. What's kind of neat is for my son, who obviously has a small wrist, you can kind of tear off part of the strap to customize it to a child's wrist size, which is kind of neat. So it's all encompassing with that. Yeah, and I think they're comfortable. I've heard some people think that they get really warm down there, but I just can't. To me, they feel exactly like wearing a watch. You start wearing a watch, so you're going to start wearing this too. So I personally don't have that issue. They're waterproof, which is nice. They're latex free so that they're not going to affect anyone who has latex allergy. Yeah, I think they're kind of cool.
Oh, I know. I can't wait till my next trip just for the bracelets.
I think somebody that can book that for you, Ed.
Okay, I think I know that place too. Okay, so the bracelets came. Now, one of the things we hear about, and I saw even down in the summertime, was that you could buy a lot of extras for your bracelets. You could buy covers or jewelry or different things like that. What do you think, you and your family? Do you think you'd be interested in that, or probably going to blow that off?
I'm not going to buy the covers. I think the covers are a little, tacky is not really the right word I'm looking for, but
you're not going to bling out your magic band?
The only thing I might find is if I find like a Donald Duck attachment to put on it, because I ironically got Donald Duck colors.
Goodness.
I can promise you, you will find Donald Duck attachments.
So I might. It depends. I mean, I don't want, if it looks too cheesy, I don't want to be a 34-year-old walking around with Donald Duck really cheese-looking stuff. So I don't think I will. My son might. I really don't know. It depends on price, too. I've heard they're not the cheapest things in the world either. So.
True. Although it's kind of funny you say looking like a child down in Disney World or a childish-like thing. How many times do I see adults walking down the street with Mickey ears on their heads?
Oh, yeah.
You know, me included. So down there, I think you get a pass.
Yeah, we
were. Yeah, I'm back at home. Because I still plan wearing these things back at home. I'm a bracelet fan. I have bracelets all over both arms. So.
Okay.
So it just depends how bulky they are. And if they feel they can stay in. I've heard, like, we wear Crocs in the same. We get those little gibbet things that sticks in the Crocs sometimes. And so it depends upon if I feel like they would stay in or if they're just going to fall out. I don't want to spend $12 on an attachment that I feel it might just fall out like in a week. So.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Another thing, I don't know, Tom, if you guys have the Disney Infinity game?
We don't. But, not yet, at least. I know, I've heard of the Magic Band, or at least a dragon in that game is what I've heard.
Really?
Yeah, the Magic Bands tie into them. If you have a Magic Band from your trip, you can put it on the little pedestal thing, and it'll unlock some other things that you might not have access to before.
Oh, wow. Can we borrow your fans when you get back? Quinn has the system downstairs. That's a whole show in itself. Yeah, that's just the whole system they have there and how it ties into the parks and with the bands. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I'd be surprised that sometimes at some point they might tie into the Sorcerer game in Magic Kingdom as well.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised either. I mean, that would be perfect. I think that we're going to be doing a lot more planning even through the computer or the game systems and stuff like that. So hopefully.
I've heard at one point that they're talking about you can, what they want to do is that you can design your own, like, Small Roll doll at home attached to your Magic Band. That way when you're on the ride, it'll read that you're coming on, and your little Small Roll doll will kind of, you know, will kind of appear in the wall, like waving at you or something like that. I've heard that that's kind of the mix too coming up.
Okay. I did hear the bracelets also are supposed to trigger things around the parks eventually. Like you're walking past things that would then start either talking or shining or lighting up or things like that. I don't know if that's actually happened. So something else to look forward to or look for down there.
I think one of the things that they were talking about is that they will have the technology where the face characters and stuff will recognize. Like if your children are going to meet them, they'll be able to recognize your children by name.
What?
I got to think that's their handler with the little machine probably or something.
Probably gives them a whisper in the ear or whatever, but... Because they'll read that bracelet and know the kids' names. So, but when your daughter or whatever walks up, or your son walks up to, you know, Jasmine's going to say hello.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Another thing we're kind of looking forward to seeing on this trip is the talking Mickey that actually talks to you. I think it's the one in Magic Kingdom where it was Mickey and the princess before. The Mickey in there now actually talks to you. So, just kind of.
I did not know that.
I think that'll be weird, to be honest with you. I've seen the talking Mickey in the show in front of the castle, and I've seen him a couple different times. They've had him on TV, too, doing announcements for the parks. When they opened up the Disneyland, the fountain show out there, they had the talking Mickey. And you know what? He wears me out a little bit. I think it's cool. I think the technology's great. Tom, are you going to go see him over at Main Street, or is that something you use your Fast Pass for?
We don't have one set for that. Our Magic Kingdom Fast Passes, at least tomorrow, are Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Under the Sea ride with Ariel.
Now, can you also get paper Fast Passes? That's a big question I keep hearing. I haven't heard an answer for. Any idea?
You're not supposed to, but I have heard, and I'm going to try to confirm, because we have hard ticket season passes too that we had before this. I've heard they haven't gotten to fix it where you can't double dip. I technically know you're not supposed to be able to. Disney will tell you that you can't, but it has been rumored that it, as of right now, you still can.
Even with the, I think the only, try it out definitely. I think the only issue with that is if you don't check into the park that day with that ticket, I don't think the fast passes recognize you. But definitely give it a shot.
I've also heard someone even got the triple dip where they did it with their key, the roll card too, and got fast passes with that too. So I don't know, but it's gonna be interesting to try it.
Yeah, definitely. You never know until you try it, and you might even get a surprise, like another answer out of that. Unlimited fast passes for the day. Who knows? Okay, so as far as the parks go, are you going to be hitting all the parks? I guess that's obvious, but how many parks are you going to double dip at or go to third time even?
We're going to go to Magic Kingdom most times because we are going to the Christmas party during the trip as well. We also have multiple days planned at Hollywood Studios. As of right now, we only have one day planned at Animal Kingdom and only one day planned at Epcot.
Are you serious?
Well, my mom...
One day at Epcot?
As of right now, well, me and my wife are going to be more than once, but when my son and mom get there, then we'll have one trip while they're there. But me and my wife will be there twice. We'll be there all day on Wednesday, and then we're going to be there on the 8th all day. We have 3 dinner reservations at Epcot on the 8th, so... We have 3 dining reservations, I should say, on the 8th, so...
You've piqued my curiosity. What are those dining reservations? Just curious.
We have breakfast at Oscahoos, lunch at Le Cellier, and dinner at Crown and Pub.
Good day.
Never eaten at Crown and Pub. I've eaten at the other two.
Yeah,
the Crown Pub is mostly just so we have good viewing for Illuminations, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep. And actually, it's Illuminations is great because it's always 9 o'clock. You never have to worry about that.
Yeah, we have like an 8:10 reservation. We're going to say, you know, we'll be there saying if there's not like a patio view, we'll say, well, wait until one opens. That's literally the only reason we're there for.
Mm-hmm.
We might just share an appetizer at Carmen Pub, but we're not even there really for the meal. We're just there for the Illuminations viewing, really.
Might I suggest the fruit, the cheese pairing appetizer? I love that. Yum, 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 yum. Anyway.
Oh no, that's
I'm
fine.
Excited myself. I can't wait to try the celery. I've wanted to go there for years.
Oh yeah.
Cheddar cheese soup.
Yes.
Must.
I see. I've heard the potato bacon soup is good. I've heard the beer cheese soup is good.
I guess the beer cheese would be the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, that place is outstanding.
I think there's an actual cheddar cheese soup. I think it's called cheddar cheese soup.
Okay.
Just the pretzel bread's fantastic.
Yes, it is. Oh, and the steak.
You know what shocked me about Les Cellier was how small it was inside, or how low it was, or something like that. It just seemed...
Yeah.
But then again, it's on the bottom of Canada, so...
Yeah, it feels cramped.
But yeah, good. You're going to enjoy yourself. It's really, really good. Are you on the dining plan?
No, because we're in season ticket hold.
That's right. So. That's right.
We are getting Tables Wonderland.
Right. I forgot. Cool. Well, definitely worth the while, then.
Other dining reservations we have be our guest on Thursday. What else do we have? We have Bolton's Crab House. I forget what day. I think, is that it? No. Chef Mickey's for my son. I'm not a big Chef Mickey guy, but my son loves it. And right now we have one at Crystal Palace, but I think we're switching parks that day, so we're going to cancel that one.
I prefer Chef Mickey's over Crystal Palace.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. Let me throw one thing in there, and I'm not sure if that's what you just said, Tom. Crystal Palace. The only reason I would really recommend that place, not the only reason. I mean, they have a good breakfast. The characters are the Winnie the Pooh characters, so they're fine. But you can get a reservation for before the park opens. And the Magic Kingdom. So the park opens at 9, you can get an 8 o'clock reservation for breakfast, which means you get let into the park with nobody else in there except for people maybe on the tour or other people going to breakfast. Really awesome pictures, but walking down Main Street with nobody on the street with you. So, again, it's the characters, but you got that little extra bonus of getting into the park before everybody else does. So any of the breakfasts at the parks are the same way. Asker House has that in Epcot, and... What's the Donald's Breakfastosaurus? What's the restaurant they do that
Tusker
at?
House.
Yeah, Tusker House.
Tusker House, yeah.
At the Animal Kingdom. So, definitely worth the while.
Yeah, we're excited for some of those. As we've done Bolton's every single trip, it's kind of like our tradition is the Bolton's Crab House visit.
Did you see on the Facebook page someone was talking about the place used to be named something else before it was Bolton's?
Yep.
I did see that.
And I can't remember off the top of my head what it is now. I shouldn't have even mentioned it.
Empress Lily.
Right. Exactly.
Yep. That is the first place I ever attended a character breakfast when I was probably like 7, 8, 9 years old. And I still have my little orange juice cup from there. I'm going to have to post a picture of it on the Disney Nerd site. But it's got like all the little characters all around it. It's really cute.
Who are the characters at the meet?
It was Mickey. It was the Big Six Five. It was Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Goofy, and Donald.
Right.
I'm pretty sure.
Very cool.
So, Farrah, where was it? Wasn't in Downtown Disney though, huh? It's just the same boat.
Yeah, it was the same place, but at the time,
was it?
Yeah, there was no Downtown Disney. It was, what was it called? I mean, there was really hardly anything there.
I probably,
the Marketplace?
Yeah, there was only... Yeah, I think it might have just been the Marketplace. I don't even really remember that so much. It really was not a whole lot at the time. But, I mean, that's back when they only had 3 hotels. They had where we stayed at. Well, I say three hotels. They really had more than that. They had four, I guess, if you count Fort Wilderness. They had Fort Wilderness, they had the Polynesian, they had the Contemporary, and then where we stayed at, which it was called at the time, the Gulf Resort Inn, which is now Shades of Green.
Now, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It became Disney Inn, and then it became Shades of Green.
So that was really definitely before even the Marketplace or Downtown Disney even was a reality. Yeah. That had to be a destination kind of in the middle of nowhere at the time.
Yeah, and I think, of course, you know, I was a little kid, so I don't know for sure, but I don't know that there was really a whole lot of character breakfast choices. I mean, maybe the one at Polynesian.
You know,
I'm not sure about Chef Mickey.
When the first time we went, which was in like 86, I know we did a character breakfast, and I remember it being on a boat, but
this is earlier than 86, I would think, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was
77.
This is probably like 79, 80. Mm-hmm. It was not later than 81 because Epcot was not open yet. Yeah, I think Epcot opened 81, 82. This is the very 82. First trip we took. There were no, I'm not going to say there were no multi-day passes, but there was, we had these books. Like, when you went in, you had to, we had these little books where you had to pull off, if I remember correctly, pull off and use,
Oh, so it was like the A through E ticket, still?
Oh, right, tickets.
It was some crazy little ticket.
So you bought the book, and they didn't charge you anything to get in, but you had to use the tickets out the book to get on each attraction.
Yeah, something like that.
See, when we went in 86, they were on the... I actually still have the tickets, but they were just... it was a little ticket with little slots that they stamped it each day.
Yeah. I remember that.
I actually still have them in a photo album.
Yeah, it wasn't those, because I remember when they switched to that, but it was, it's crazy.
Good stuff.
So Tom, what other highlights you're going to try to hit this time? Anything else outside the park, maybe, or parks?
Nothing outside the parks this time. You know, obviously downtown Disney. Want to try to spend some time at the hotel. Maybe possibly try to do that behind the scenes thing that you posted, that really intrigued me. So we're considering trying to get into that.
Oh, I definitely recommend it. And the coolest thing about that is that you can go there that morning at Epcot and definitely get on one of the tours without a problem. So you don't even have to really pre-plan it or anything.
That's something we're definitely looking into. Because I think my mom's a gardener. She has a garden every year. So I think my mom would absolutely love that.
Good.
That's one thing. Yeah, that's something we're trying. Are not just the same type of stuff we always do. Just parks, getting up early and getting on back late.
Right, it's the way it is. Well, awesome. Well,
Christmas party too. So.
Well, that's going to be an extra plus for this trip. But yeah, we hope you have a great time, and hopefully you'll do some recording while you're down there. Otherwise, we'll be talking to you when you get back. So, awesome time.
Getting a little jealous here.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I just went not long ago, but
get away from this Minnesota weather is going to be fun. So it's starting to get to be Minnesota again here. So.
Well, it looks like we've gone about 30 minutes. So I think we're going to save the idea about the Magic Kingdom parades and where to sit and things like that for another show. So we're going to finish up this week. We want to first ask everybody to let us know what you think of the show. We're trying to get a good feel of how we're doing, what we need to improve on, what we need to continue. So if you could, give us an email at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com and let us know what you think. We're really interested to find out. The emails we've gotten so far have been great. Thank you so much for them. If you want to check out some more things that I've been working on, you can go over to the Maz Disney blog. That's themazdisneyblog.blogspot.com. And you can check out the things I have over there. We also have another podcast I do with my kids and our friend of ours from England. And that's called the We're Going to Walt Disney World podcast. And you can find that on iTunes or Podbean.
And if you're looking to plan a trip to Disney or anywhere else for that matter, me and my wife actually run a travel agency called Once Upon a Time Travel. please contact us. You can contact us via our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/onceuponatimetravelllc. Email us at onceuponatimetravel@yahoo.com or give us a call at 504-304-4904.
And just one last thing with you guys, fans of the Facebook page for both the Disney Nerds and the Disney Nerd Podcast, I want to take a moment just to thank you guys for your support of the show, your constant postings. Without your involvement on both of those pages, this podcast would not even be relevant. So I thank you so much for you guys for your enthusiasm and your frequent visits. Please continue to do that. And also, if you want to join us on a future show, by all means, let us know and we'll fit you in somehow. Thank you very much for your support, everyone.
Okay, so that's it for show number 8. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. See you later.
Bye-bye. Bye.
See you, everyone.
Why is that bluebird? Everything is satisfactory. Zip-a-dee-ay. Wonderful feeling.